Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Offended only because he was asked at the end of his news conference. And that set in motion this haphazard response. People scrambling all over the place. Then the state puts out its official statement. That's the problem I have with this, Mike, is the way it was put out there.
Joe, everybody, I think from myself to you to athletic directors to coaches to general public feels exactly the same way. I've never been pro-Wolf, anti-Wolf. I'm not into the political thing of him or anything like that. But the way that he did yesterday was appalling. Joe, do you know, according to the latest National Federation statistics, from 2018-19 participation statistics, there were 119,000 kids playing fall sports in Pennsylvania. For him to make a comment like that within about 8 seconds and then basically say, big bad wolf out, drop the mic and leave, that it affects 119,000 kids, not counting bands, cheerleaders, coaches, was just unbelievable and appalling. And everybody should have been upset. And the fact that later in the day, the Department of Health and Education came out with a formal statement of what the recommendations are, that was still bull, because still nobody, you know, he needed to stand up and to say the reasons for these and answer some questions. And all he did was create more controversy, more questions. And really, I think that has forced the PIAA's hand into today doing one of two things.
Which are?
I think that it's forced the PIAA into doing one of two things, Joe. Really, ultimately, their only choices are now, A, say, you know what, we're going forward, we're still going to have sports. It is up to each individual school district and school to decide if they want to play, let your districts know, or B, move fall sports to the spring. I think the A option is, I know you might differ, it's not going to happen, because I'm just talking to ADs again this morning, many yesterday. There is no way that many schools are going to go against, and school boards are going to go against, the recommendations of the governor and the Department of Health and Education. Rightly or wrongly, they're not going to do that. I think a liability is a big thing they'll be worried about. Well, you went ahead and did this against their recommendation. I don't think that's going to happen, Joe. Heck, you have a lot of them aren't going back to school full time. So their only other choice, I think, is to move it to the spring. There's a meeting today. They could vote to do that. If they don't do it today, I think it will happen early next week when they think about it more and get some more things in a row. But they have to do it soon, and I think that's what's going to happen eventually.
Well, I agree. I know this morning we were texting back and forth, but ultimately I agree with that. And in and of itself, Mike, That can't be shocking. That you just wrote last week that a bunch of legendary football coaches would recommend moving football to the spring. We've already seen the Pittsburgh Public Schools say they're going online with classes. So one could make the argument, how could you justify sports in person if you don't deem the school itself safe enough to have students in there right now? So the state's position in a vacuum is certainly defensible in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, we've seen the Ivy League. We've seen, I think, Minnesota, Colorado moving high school sports to the spring. Again, it was the way in which that was delivered, seemingly without thought or care, just an offhand thing. But in and of itself, I think the move is defensible, certainly. And my question to you would be, would we have seen high school sports, fall sports anyway? Was football going to go ahead anyway if that had never happened yesterday?
If that had never happened yesterday, I think that it was going to go ahead, Joe. I really do. WPIO had made contingency plans. The problem is the inconsistencies and a couple things. Number one, obvious, and even sharing some emails with the PIAA director, Bob Lombardi, and talking to him in the past, never public, there is a really, really lack of communication between the administration, governor's office, and the state governing body of high school athletics. They hadn't talked at all, according to Lombardi, before Wolf's comment yesterday. So they had no idea this was coming. You can say they should have known maybe something like this was coming. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, the moving this to the spring sports, they have talked about it, but they didn't want to do it. So there's a lack of communication there. And you can say, well, why does the governor have to talk to the high school governing body? Well, they should, because it affects, as I just said, over 100,000 kids, let alone many others. So there should be some line of communication there. Should they have seen it coming? I don't know, Joe. But I contend this all changed yesterday, and you've got to react, and you've got to react quickly, because there starts the football heat practice is supposed to start Monday. So you got to react quickly, and I don't think it's brain the rocket science. I mean, I just tweeted a schedule where it could be done. Kids could still play multiple sports. You would have a slight overlap in some sports, playing football starting like March 5th games, and it could be done. Now, everyone wants to poke holes and say, well, what about this? What about travel baseball? No matter what we do, no matter what is done, there are going to be holes poked in it. You can say, not fair to here, not fair to here. But what is the alternative? To not do anything? And just wait. And people are saying, January 1st is not going to change. They're going to cancel it then. Okay, so we're supposed to just sit here and not do anything, not have any plans? You have to react now after what happened yesterday. And the best reaction, I think, now is to move it to the spring. And will it cause problems and things? Yes, but you got to make some adjustments and decisions. And what's the alternative? Nothing? Nobody wants that.
Mike White on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I agree. Reprehensible would even be the word I would use with the lack of communication from the governor's office to the PIAA. You've mentioned it with a real number, how many people are affected by this. It's just, it's almost incredible to me that you wouldn't tell these people what's going on, especially like if you wanted to move spring sports to the fall. Like, all of this would have had to have been organized and communicated. But Mike, we're running out of time. We only have a couple minutes and I still have many questions, so maybe we can go quick answers on some of these. What if the PIAA goes against the recommendation? Will the recommendation become a mandate?
No, I don't think so. Well, who knows? But I don't think so, Joe. I think if they say we're going to let it up to the schools, and that's basically in the release yesterday, real fast, that the Department of Health and Education sent out, they said in there, we believe it should still be up to, this is not a mandate. It should still, like education, be up to each individual school. So, no, I don't think it will be a mandate.
Will some schools go against this? I see in youth sports, and I actually kind of like it sometimes. Only a couple teams playing softball, for instance, with my daughter. All right, then let's have three-game series. Let's just play the same team all the time. Will some schools go against this and get creative in their scheduling in football?
You could and just say, hey, we're going to have an AAU team and play that. And Joe, real fast, that's the biggest problem, the inconsistencies of this. U Sports, AAU Sports, I've seen them. I've been to a few going all summer, and there haven't been that many, at least I haven't heard, like, oh, it's an outbreak here. It's due to this Little League baseball tournament. It's an outbreak here due to this AAU basketball tournament. You haven't heard that. So now that's been going on. Now all of a sudden you say we're going to stop. That's where the inconsistencies make so many people mad. I still go back to, I don't think schools will go against the recommendations of Department of Health Education.
Lastly, and real quickly, why high schools and not colleges? What's the difference?
Totally agree. But I think the major difference is those colleges want that for some money. That money isn't the biggest thing with the, you're not making millions of dollars in TV contracts with high school sports. I think that's one of the major things.
Mike, I appreciate the time. Thank you. We'll get back to you on this issue. You can follow Mike's stuff. Absolutely. You can follow Mike's stuff at postgazette.com. Totally out of touch, Wolf looks in this situation. Like Mike said, it doesn't have to be political here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.